Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those of you who have not heard this before, the voice is the same. The human being sits in the chair, it's the same. And if you just walked in, you'd say, nothing's happening. Is any different? And this is as it should be. Dear ones, the human has a spiritual discernment engine. Truth or not truth. Energy or no energy. Sensitive or not sensitive. Could it be what he says it is? That literally he removes himself, and through years of practice, you are hearing the translation of a multidimensional message that he's gotten used to, flowing to you from the other side of the veil, which you call the creative source. Spirit, I want you to sit with this for a minute. There's going to be no proof of a three-dimensional way, no balls of fire or white light. Or is there? So now it's up to you. Years ago, my partner was invited to channel at the United Nations. His first trip to the East Coast, he was frightened. Never seen that many people together before. He went to the big city, taken upstairs into the committee room where they had just signed peace in Bosnia, walked in and channeled to only delegates. And he knew at that point in time they'd either get it or they wouldn't. They were used to this. Where the society that he was channeling in front of had channelers before. They had come to see him. I can remember in the hotel room before he did, trying to comfort him because of his doubt. I asked him what he was afraid of. And he said, what if they don't think it's real? And I asked him, do you? And he said, I know it is. And he said, I said, leave it alone. He was invited back 6 more times. Dear ones, the discernment engine of the human in this room is the best tool you have for truth. My partner stands and gives you information. And many times it is esoteric. Sometimes it is different than you were taught. And you have to decide. Is it real or not? Over and over we have given you instructions for the day, and it's the same instruction each time. Are you able to think out of the box you grew up in? Who taught you what's real and what's not? Or did you come to that yourself? It doesn't matter, because whatever you feel, you own it. It's part of you. There has to be, for a human, a box of reality. And the box of reality gives you the comfort of your own psyche, of your own truth and your belief. And it's normal. And along comes something you've never seen. Can you imagine in the ancient days when angelic forms appeared before human beings? What was the first reaction? Incredible fear, fright. They fell on their knees. They had to be consoled. Even the angels told them not to be afraid of what they saw. He was out of their box of reality completely. Even though it was a beautiful angelic form filled with a benevolence and the glory of God, they fell on their knees and were afraid that they were dying. It's the same. What is your box today? What won't you believe because it's just too far afield from what you've been taught? Healer in this room, light worker in this room, you have spent years learning certain things, certain ways, and now we are saying they've changed. That's difficult. For now you to rearrange that which you committed to it. You cognized it. It became part of you and the way you work, the way you sense energy. In order to heal a patient or read somebody. And now we said it's different and it's changing and it's moving. And there are those who would say, no, it isn't. Because God's always the same. It can't be moving because God's always the same. And my retort to that is that God is always the same, but you are not. And it's you who are moving in energy, not God. Things are getting bigger. The antenna, if you want to call it that, of the light worker is starting to become more sensitive with more points of reception. It is becoming complex, it is becoming stronger, and it's confusing. The human likes single source thing. Simplicity in God. One God, one way. And you argue about it on the planet so fervently that you kill each other because you're not doing the right thing, worshiping one way, one God. You got one soul, one body, one heaven, one hell. What if it was really complicated? What if there is a beautiful benevolence in the complexity of the physics of God? What if energy plays a role you didn't think about before? The energy of things like prayer, awakening, synchronicity. And that's what we're going to speak about tonight. But dear ones, I'm asking you to get out of the box. Get out of the box of singularity where there's simply one way, one face, one soul. And ask yourself, could this be bigger? And if so, what is my part in it? And dear ones, if I could show you the truth today, you'd all breathe a tremendous sigh of relief. Because there's hope. Humanity is beginning to evolve slowly in order to make better decisions in the future. And that is new. It only takes a sociologist or even an anthropologist to prove it. For in all of your history, one of the remarkable things, if you've studied it, is that it never changes. One generation goes to war, it dies off, and the next generation is skipped, and the next one does the same thing, often with the same countries. It repeats itself like you never learned anything. Even though your parents went through it, your grandparents went through it, it's there again. You might say, therefore, that consciousness has been static, and you'd be right. Static. And now it isn't. It is moving off the peg. In every single field you can look at, it is moving off the peg. It's confusing to those who make war because they're starting to see things that is not in their war book. It's confusing for those in medicine, for they're starting to see things that they never learned in their medical school. It's confusing for the sociologists who are about to rewrite another phase of humanity based upon what they're seeing is happening today in consciousness. Humanity is starting to ask questions and learn. And you're not going to repeat it again. I'm going to close with this, and you've heard this before. You need to hear it yet again. All of your life, and the life of your parents, and the life of those parents, there has been the desire, the wish, the goal of peace on earth. That's what you wanted. There was the idea, if you could only have peace on earth, that would be it. From then on, all would be well. And here's what I want to tell you that perhaps you've not heard before. Some of you may have. At the rate of consciousness evolution, peace on earth is a given. Eventually, humans will demand it for survival. They're going to become wise and understand that war is not an option for survival. It's a given. So peace on earth, when you see it, will be the beginning of the new age. The beginning, not the end. Peace on earth is the starting point, dear ones. And it's not that hard. Generation upon generation will come in with a different kind of wisdom. It's even being measured now. Let me ask you in this room, are you like your grandchildren? Do you know any grandchildren here that are exceptional, that are doing different things, that are asking you questions, perhaps, that you never ask, or that your children never ask? You look in their eyes, you can tell something is going on. Welcome to the evolution of human consciousness in a way it didn't expect. The children are more compassionate. They care more. They're looking around more. They're not as self-absorbed now. What if I told you that so many of the things that are going on in this planet that you're seeing on the news that are apparent, that are horrible, that are unconscionable, is a direct result of light meeting dark. An unbalance. When humans start seeing what is taking place and they're invested in that which is old energy, there is confusion of spirit. Many of them will do things, and you're seeing it now, that you never saw before. Groups of them will do things in order to keep the old energy alive, to hang on to it. Individual, groups, even governments. The light is going to win, dear ones. And the proof of it is the battle that is going on right now. Dear ones, there would be no battle. Things would be just like normal if there wasn't something going on. And that's what we want to show you. Now, open your box and look around. If you dare. I'll be back. And so it is.